Welcome. My name is Vidal Robbie, but most people know me as Coach V. I want to personally welcome to Mindset First, the formula to become the new you. This ebook was written with intention and purpose. It was written for the man who knows there is more inside of him, more strength, more discipline, more clarity, and more purpose, but knows something has to change first. I didn't write this from a perfect place. I wrote it from experience, from dirt roads in Alabama, from battles with weight, insecurity, fear, and self-doubt, from seasons where I questioned who I was and where I was going. Those battles didn't break me. They built me. They shaped my mindset, strengthened my faith, and positioned me for the purpose God placed on my life. Today, I'm known as a master certified health coach, life coach, author, husband, and father. But before any of those titles, I was just a man trying to figure life out and learning the hard truth that real change doesn't start with habits or goals. It starts with the mind. That's the purpose of this ebook. This is not theory. This is not hype. This is not a motivational pep talk. Mindset. First is written from real life, mistakes, growth, setbacks, faith, and transformation. It was built in moments when I felt defeated and still chose to rise, trusting God one step at a time. I learned the hard way that becoming the new you is not an event. It's a process, a commitment, a mindset shift that changes everything else. And here's the truth I want you to hear clearly. If I can do it, you can do it. This ebook is here to help you reset your thinking, rebuild your foundation, and start becoming the man you were designed to be from the inside out. Welcome to the work. Welcome to the reset. Welcome to Mindset First. Subject 1, faith, peace, and renewal. Before anything in my life began to change, my health, my discipline, my confidence, or my direction, one thing had to be corrected first. I had to put God first, not when life slowed down, not when things felt easy, but when life was heavy, uncertain, and uncomfortable. Most men try to fix their lives by fixing behavior first. I learned the hard way that nothing holds when God isn't at the center. When God is second, everything else eventually becomes unstable. This subject is about foundation. Faith, peace, and renewal are not optional if you want lasting change. They are the internal anchors that allow a man to stay steady when pressure increases. I've lived it, and I coach it the same way I live it. Faith, putting God first. Daily, putting God first is not a slogan. It's a decision you make every day. For me, that meant starting my mornings grounded in God before I let the world start pulling at me. Before emails, before stress, before responsibilities. When I put God first, my thinking changed. My reactions changed. My leadership changed. Faith is choosing to trust God's direction over your own emotions. Every man places faith somewhere in his work ethic, his strength, his experience, or his ability to handle it. I tried all of that. Eventually, it broke me down. When I began placing God first, something shifted. I stopped feeling like everything depended on me. I stopped carrying pressure I was never meant to carry. I started responding instead of reacting. I began leading with clarity instead of frustration. Faith doesn't remove challenges. It positions you to handle them correctly. If you want your life to stabilize, start where I started. Put God first, daily, intentionally, consistently. Peace guarding your mind the right way. When God is first, peace becomes possible. Peace is not the absence of responsibility. It's the presence of control. A man without peace lives reactive. A man with peace lives intentional. I had to learn that protecting my peace was part of my responsibility as a man. That meant guarding what I listened to, how I spoke, and how I allowed stress to control my thoughts. Peace allows you to Think clearly under pressure. Speak with intention instead of emotion. Make decisions without panic. Lead without losing control. When God is first, peace follows. When peace is present, your mind becomes a safe place to build. A man who guards his peace protects his future. Renewal, resetting your mind daily. Renewal is where growth actually happens. I had to stop punishing myself for yesterday and learn how to renew my thinking every day. That meant letting go of past mistakes, old labels, and limiting beliefs, and replacing them with truth. Renewal reminds you that yesterday doesn't define you. Growth is still possible. You can begin again today. Renewing your mind is not about being perfect. It's about being intentional. When God is first, renewal becomes natural because you stop leaning on your own strength and start trusting His process. A renewed man moves forward lighter, clearer, and more focused. How these three work together. Putting God first builds faith. Faith creates peace. Peace allows renewal. That order matters. When God is first, everything else finds its place. This is not a one-time decision. It's a daily commitment, and it's the same commitment I live by and coach from. Affirmation. I put God first. My mind is steady, my heart is focused, and my life is being renewed daily. Reflection. Question, what would change in your thinking, your decisions, and your discipline if you truly put God first every single day? Scripture. Matthew 6:33 NIV. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. This is where the new you begins. Not with discipline, not with goals, not with motivation. It begins with God first. Subject 2, discipline and consistency. Once I put God first, the next thing I had to fix was how I showed up daily. I learned something real about discipline. You don't rise to your intentions, you fall to your habits. For years, I had good intentions. I wanted better health. I wanted consistency. I wanted growth. But wanting something doesn't build anything. Discipline does. Discipline is not punishment. It is self-leadership. A disciplined man doesn't wait to feel motivated. He doesn't wait for perfect conditions. He moves when it's uncomfortable because he understands that growth is built in moments nobody applauds. This subject is about becoming reliable to yourself again. Discipline, leading yourself. Daily discipline starts internally. Before I could lead others, I had to learn how to lead myself. That meant doing what needed to be done even when I didn't feel like it, especially when I didn't feel like it. Discipline is how a man proves to himself that his word matters. When you say you're going to do something and follow through, confidence begins to rebuild. When you break promises to yourself, trust erodes quietly, daily, over time. I had to stop negotiating with myself. Discipline required structure, a consistent wake-up time, intentional time with God, health-focused decisions, guarded time and energy. Discipline is choosing long-term growth over short-term comfort. When God is first, discipline stops feeling forced. It becomes obedience, doing what you know is right, not what feels easy. Consistency, showing up even when it's hard. Consistency is discipline repeated. Anyone can show up on a good day. The real work is showing up when life is heavy, energy is low, and progress feels slow. Consistency builds momentum quietly. It's not dramatic. It's not flashy, but it is powerful. I had to learn that missing one day wasn't the problem. Quitting after one hard day was. Consistency means returning after setbacks, staying committed through frustration, repeating simple habits daily, trusting the process. Growth doesn't happen in big moments. It happens in small actions, repeated faithfully. Consistency is how discipline becomes a lifestyle. Why men struggle. Here, most men don't lack discipline because they're lazy. They struggle because they're exhausted. They're carrying silent pressure. They're juggling responsibilities. They're trying to do everything at once. Discipline doesn't mean doing more. It means doing the right things consistently. When God is first, consistency becomes anchored. You stop relying on willpower and start relying on obedience, structure, and routine. How discipline and consistency work together. Discipline sets the standard. Consistency maintains it. Discipline says, I will. Consistency says, I will keep going. Together they build confidence, stability, self-respect, leadership. A disciplined and consistent man becomes dependable to himself and to others. Fifth, affirmation, I am a disciplined man. I show up daily, keep my word, and stay consistent in what God has called me to do. Reflection. Question. Where in your life do you need to stop negotiating with yourself and start showing up with discipline and consistency? Scripture, 1 Corinthians 9:27, NIV. I discipline my body and keep it under control so that after preaching to others, I myself will not be disqualified. Discipline and consistency are not about perfection. They are about commitment. This is how the new you is built. One, disciplined, consistent, day at a time. Subject 3, purpose and identity. There comes a point in a man's life when he stops asking, what do I want? And starts asking, why am I here? That question usually doesn't come when life is easy. It shows up after pressure, responsibility, mistakes, and seasons that force a man to look at himself honestly. I've been there. I had to face the truth that my identity had been shaped by circumstances instead of purpose. Purpose and identity are not found by looking backward. They are revealed when a man aligns himself with God and moves forward. This subject is about realigning who you are and why you're here. Identity, who God says you are. For years, I allowed my identity to be shaped by weight, insecurity, and the belief that I wasn't enough. Like many men, I carried labels from my past and let them define my present. But identity is not built on what you've done. Identity is built on who God says you are. When you don't know your identity, you try to prove yourself. You chase approval. You overwork. You compare. You perform. When I put God first and allowed him to reshape my thinking, I learned that my identity wasn't in my failures or my titles. It was in my calling. A man grounded in identity stands with confidence, leads without insecurity, makes decisions with clarity, stops apologizing for growth. Identity gives a man posture. He moves directly when he knows who he is. Purpose. Why you're still here. Purpose doesn't expire with age. One of the biggest lies men believe is, I should be further along by now. That lie quietly robs men of momentum and joy. If you're still breathing, your purpose is still active. I had to understand that God doesn't waste experience. Every setback, every struggle, every lesson became preparation, not punishment. Purpose becomes clearer when a man stops chasing status and starts chasing obedience. Purpose is not about doing more. It's about doing what aligns with God's plan for your life. When you walk in purpose, your energy shifts, your confidence grows, and your decisions carry weight. When purpose and identity come together, when identity is secure, purpose becomes clear. When purpose is clear, discipline has meaning. A man without purpose drifts. A man without identity doubts. But a man who knows who he is and why he's here becomes steady. Purpose doesn't require perfection. It requires obedience, growth, and faith. Armation, I know who I am and why I'm here. My identity is secure, and my purpose is still unfolding under God's direction. Reflection. Question. Where have you allowed your past or your circumstances to speak louder than God's purpose for your life? Scripture, Ephesians 2:10 NIV. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Your purpose is not behind you. Your identity is not broken. You are becoming the man God designed. Subject 4, self-talk and confidence. Every man has a conversation going on in his head all day, every day. That conversation shapes how you see yourself, how you show up, and how you respond to pressure. Long before a man quits on his goals, he usually quits in his mind. I had to learn that the voice I listened to most wasn't the world's, it was my own. Self-talk is where confidence is either built or destroyed. This subject is about winning the internal battle. Self-talk, the voice that leads you. Your self-talk is the most consistent voice in your life. It speaks before anyone else does, and it influences every decision you make. For a long time, my self-talk was shaped by insecurity, past failures, and the belief that I had to prove myself. That voice kept me cautious instead of confident, hesitant instead of decisive. I learned that when God is first, self-talk must align with truth, not fear. Negative self-talk doesn't usually sound dramatic. It sounds familiar. I should be further along. I always mess this up. What's the point? I'm not built for this. If you don't challenge those thoughts, they become beliefs. When you change how you speak to yourself, you change how you lead yourself. Confidence, quiet strength, not noise. Confidence is not arrogance, it's not loud, it's not performance. Confidence is quiet certainty, knowing who you are, trusting the process, and moving forward even when you don't feel perfect. I didn't build confidence by succeeding every time. I built confidence by keeping my word, staying disciplined, and trusting God through uncertainty. Confidence grows when you stop comparing yourself to others, you stop replaying old failures, you stop waiting to feel ready, you start acting in obedience. A confident man doesn't need validation. He stands firm because his foundation is secure. How self-talk shapes confidence. Self-talk sets direction. Confidence follows. If your self-talk is negative, your confidence will shrink. If your self-talk is grounded in faith and truth, confidence will rise. Confidence isn't about believing everything will be easy. It's about believing you can handle what comes next. When God is first, your confidence is no longer based on your feelings. It's based on your faith. Affirmation. I speak truth over myself. My confidence is steady. My mind is focused, and I move forward with strength under God's guidance. Reflection. Question. What is one thought you keep repeating that needs to be replaced with truth so your confidence can grow? Scripture, Proverbs 23:7 NKJV. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Confidence isn't built overnight. It's built every time you correct your thinking. Keep your word and trust God through the process. This is how the new you is sustained from the inside out. Overview and final word. You've just completed Mindset First, the formula to become the new you. This ebook was written for one clear purpose: to reset how you think so you can rebuild how you live. We didn't try to cover everything. We focused on what matters most, the internal foundation every man needs before lasting change can happen. You walk through four essential mindset pillars: faith, peace, and renewal, learning to put God first, steady your mind, and renew yourself daily. Discipline and consistency, learning how to show up, keep your word, and build momentum even when it's uncomfortable. Purpose and identity, learning who you are becoming and why your life still matters. Self-talk and confidence, learning how to win the internal battle that determines every external result. These are not motivational concepts. They are foundational principles. When your mindset shifts, everything else begins to align. Your habits, your discipline, your health, your leadership, and your confidence as a man. This ebook was never meant to overwhelm you. It was meant to anchor you. If you take one truth from this book, let it be this. Lasting change does not start with what you do. It starts with how you think and who you put first. Apply what you've read daily, patiently and consistently, and you will begin to notice the shift. Not overnight, not perfectly, but steadily. That's how the new you is built. Thank you from Coach V. Before you move forward, I want to speak directly to you. Thank you. Thank you for investing time in yourself. Thank you for being honest about where you are. Thank you for choosing growth over comfort. Most men never slow down long enough to work on their mindset. You did. And that decision alone separates you from the man you used to be. This ebook is not the finish line. It is the foundation. The work continues in how you show up daily, how you discipline yourself, how you speak to yourself, and how you continue to put God first. My prayer is that this book didn't just encourage you, but challenged you. If you stay committed, stay grounded in faith, and stay patient with the process, you will continue becoming the man God designed you to be. The new you is not a future version of you. It's the version of you that shows up daily with clarity, discipline, and confidence. Stay connected with Coach V. If you would like coaching, additional resources, future books, or support on your journey, you can connect with me through the platforms below. Coach Vidal Robbie, Coach V, Business New You Health and Wellness, website www.newyouhealthandwellness.com. Email coachv@newyouhealthandwellness.com. Through New You Health and Wellness, I coach men, families, and teens using the four pillars of transformation: nutrition, exercise, wellness, and understanding, helping people build healthier lives from the inside out. Thank you again for starting this journey. Coach V, Coach Raby.